story discusses suicide and mental health, both involving children. The Chemo Helpline is available 24/7 at 1-800-667-5005 if you need to talk to somebody. Child and youth advocate Norman Bosse is heading an extensive review to look into mental health crisis services for children and youth in New Brunswick. The review, sparked by the suicide of Fredericton teenager Lexi Dakin, has to be completed before the end of July when Bosse's position is finished.
We recognize that this is not just a Fredericton Regional Health Service problem. It is not even a New Brunswick problem. It is a challenge that is national and global in scope. We want to hear from those affected and provide them with the opportunity to be heard. We will consult with experts from across various jurisdictions in Canada and abroad, if necessary, to bring forward recommendations that provide access to the best practices for our children and youth. In the coming weeks, we will develop and finalize our consultation plans. Again, I make this commitment.
Bosse is confident that the review will be finished by the July deadline, just over 4 months away, and all findings will be made public.
Now, last July, the legislature extended my mandate for one more year. Before I finish my mandate, I intend to see this work through. This review will be public. It will be thorough. It will have all the guarantees of independence that a review by a legislative officer entails, and it will be timely. It's going to be a public report. There's nothing that's going to be hidden. What we do, if people want anonymity, you've seen in our other reports, the last one we did was behind closed doors. You can see where we anonymize names, but it's going to be very important to make sure the stories of some of these people are put out there. So people realize that this is not a one of, this is the latest one. It's not a one of, and we have to do better.
Bosse says that the healthcare system that failed Dakin has been failing for a long time.
Where is the psychiatric nurse capacity put in place at the Dr. Everett Chalmers Hospital 7 years ago? Why are these cases not addressed through integrated service delivery to connect cases with care and counseling supports in a timely fashion? These are but a few of the questions that will be asked and must be answered. We are aware of this problem. We know what the solutions are. We've even implemented some solutions. Why do children and youth continue to be denied life-saving services?
The scope of the investigation is not limited to the death of Lexi Dakin. It will look at all aspects of New Brunswick's mental health system for youth, including previous reviews and recommendations that were shelved by government.
The top priorities are to look at the recommendations and to make sure that if there's a program that's already been recommended, either by my office through a report or Bernard Richard's reports, Connecting the Dots, Staying Connected, if those programs are not there, why aren't they there? And what can government do immediately to make sure that this type of situation doesn't happen, that a youth should not be waiting for 8 hours in an emergency room? That's not acceptable. Period. And if it means that the emergency room has to have a way of triaging this to say that if a young person, even an adult, comes in with mental health problems, they are triaged to a specific location in the hospital so that they can be looked at immediately and the proper services given to them. If it's a psychiatrist, if whatever it is, it needs to be done that way. So looking at those recommendations that have already been put out there is very, it's going to be a bit timely, it's going to take us a little bit of time, but it's not a daunting task.
The government stopped short of calling a public inquiry into Dakin's death, which Bosse says might actually be a good thing in terms of action.
Let me tell you about public inquiries. I was involved in two of them. The public inquiry of the Miller inquiry into the abuse of boys at Kingsclear, and the Rajapal Menon inquiry into the workings of Dr. Menon in Miramichi as a pathologist. The Miller inquiry took 3 years to complete. It cost $1.7 million. The Menon inquiry took 2 years to complete with a report. I don't know what that one cost. I haven't got 2 to 3 years to do this. This is not, people want a public inquiry. I'm of the mind that that would be a complete waste of my time and our efforts here and anybody else's. The particular situation with the Dakin case is something else. That will be done in that investigation. If there's anything that comes out of it, it can be done through other means. All I'm going to say is that a public inquiry, in my respectful opinion, through almost 40 years of practice as a lawyer and experience in public inquiries, is not what we needed to do. We needed to do something right now, timely. Let's get it done. Let's focus on this and let's get some action by way of our recommendations to government.
As for holding the government accountable for Dakin's death, Bossé says that voting is the best, if not the only option.
But accountability is brought to bear in elections. That's where accountability is. I can't do any more than say, here are my recommendations. Here's a time frame. We'll be back. We'll make sure and follow up, which we do sometimes. But in this case, obviously, we will. But at the same time, holding governments accountable is not something with consequences, I should say, is not something that my office has authority to do. I can't make an order. I can't order them to do this.
Bossé is confident that the government will not shelve the findings of this particular review, in part due to the public's interest. As for the scope, Bossé is reaching out to the community to complete his review. Data collection will also be a priority for the review, which Bossé says the New Brunswick government has failed to do for some time.
If you don't have a way of measuring it, you don't know if your programs are working. You don't know how many youth are coming to you in your facility. And how many reports I've gone through in 7 years where we've always said data collection is so important.
When asked why Bossé was so confident that this report wouldn't get shelved, Bossé said that it had to do with priorities.
Well, my experience tells me that when you do a report and governments change, priorities change. And sometimes, even with the civil service, if we have changes in the personnel that run these departments, priorities change. They're given other priorities, and ours are our recommendations are put aside. It speaks to a topic that we've discussed nationally, which is how do you follow your recommendations and how do you hold government's feet to the fire, so to speak, when you do make recommendations? And it is a difficult thing because we've many reports out there and many probably back to when the office was formed by, was legislated in place by the government, and Bernard Richard was the first advocate. You can look at all those reports. They'd be hundreds of recommendations there, some of which have been put into place, some of which have not. It's difficult for an office that is like our office, that has powers of recommendation, to force governments, other than to say, okay, publicly we will out you. We will say, look, here are we've talked to government. Here it is. Here are the recommendations we've made, and some of them have not been put into place. With respect to youth mental health, it is such an important issue.